Chapter 8. That impudent brat Hassin, Beelzebub's grandson, dares to call us slugs. Hassin at once sat down at Beelzebub's feet and said in a coaxing voice, "Tell me anything you wish, dear grandfather. Anything you tell will be the greatest joy for me, if only because it is you who are telling it." "No," objected Beelzebub, "you yourself must ask what interests you most of all. It will give me much pleasure to tell you whatever you particularly wish to know about." "Well, then, dear, kind grandfather, tell me something about those, what are they called? I've forgotten. Oh, yes, about those slugs." "What? About what slugs?" asked Beelzebub, not understanding the question. "Don't you remember, grandfather, a little while ago when you spoke about the three-centered beings breeding on the various planets of that solar system where you existed for so long? You mentioned that on one planet, I forget what you called it, there exist three-centered beings who are, on the whole, like us, but whose skin is a little slimier than ours." "Oh," laughed Beelzebub, "you must be asking about those beings who breed on the planet Earth and who call themselves men." "Yes, grandfather, yes. Tell me about those men beings. I should like to know more about them." Then Beelzebub said, "I could tell you a great deal about them, for I often visited that planet and existed among those terrestrial three-brained beings for long periods and even made friends with many of them. It would be interesting indeed for you to learn more about them, for they are most peculiar. They have many characteristics you would not find in any other beings on any other planet of our universe. I know them well. For the whole course of their arising, their development, and their existence during many, many centuries, by their time calculation, and it all has unfolded before my eyes. Not only did their arising and existence take place before my eyes, but even the final formation of their planet itself. When we first arrived in that solar system and settled on the planet Mars, nothing existed as yet on the planet Earth, which had not even had time to cool off entirely after its concentration. And from the very beginning, this planet Earth has been the cause of much concern for our endlessness. If you wish, I will begin by telling you about the events of a general cosmic character connected with this planet that led to the grave concern of our endlessness." "Yes, dear grandfather," said Hassin. "Do tell me about that. Certainly it will be most interesting, like everything else you tell me."